Don't hear me as much, Dan.
What?
They don't hear me inside.
I can hear you a little bit.
Inside.
In the headphones, I can't hear him.
Oh, you can't hear who?
Ryan.
Ryan.
Hey. Do I need to talk like this?
Here. Sorry.
Okay. Hey, yeah, yeah. Do you guys hear me now?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
We did it, guys.
Oh, now watch me not talk like at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That was rough.
That's what the cold openings are for.
Yeah. Good. They're for not talking. We gotta all be quiet.
Burr.
Mm-hmm.
Burr. What? Why?
Shut up. We're listening to the piano. I played this pretty hard stuff, huh?
I know.
It's kind of weird that they call like people who play the piano a penis.
Hell yeah. Penis.
You know?
Oh, I thought I just called it.
You best believe in a podcast. You're
behind us. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the What's Online podcast, where we're here to answer two questions. Did they deserve it? And what's online? Tonight on the podcast, we got Daniel Ryan.
That's me.
We got Matthew Harding.
Yo.
We got Ryan Pluck.
Hello.
We've got Taylor.
It's me.
And on tonight's podcast, we have two extra super awesome special guests. All right, we'll drop a couple of those adjectives. I don't want to mess them up too much. You know, they got to prove themselves first.
Okay, I feel like I have more than proved myself.
We've got Kirstie on the podcast.
Hello.
Depends on what kind of topics you bring tonight.
Oh, I brought a topic. I have one again.
Good, good, good.
One thing about me is I'm going to have a topic.
Right. Sorry, I'm reaching my drunken equilibrium.
Yeah,
so.
I was gonna say, you need more liquor.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, if you're going to twist my arm, I should probably finish
you
the rest of the introduction.
I know, we have the extra special.
You're supposed to say liquor.
I hardly know her.
There it is.
On the podcast tonight, I've been neglecting because I'm an awful host. We have Jackie on the podcast, first time ever.
Yes, hello, hello.
Coming in, raw-dogging the podcast. It's it hasn't happened in a
like
while.
Like a virgin.
Mm-hmm. God, I need a...
Yep. Cool down.
I need to do karate.
We need to do karate.
We have Jackie on the podcast, and Jackie is a completely new addition to the podcast. If you've never listened to podcasts before, all of us are. So, yeah.
We're
She's
all new
bestie.
To it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the host, Curtis Carlson, too. I suppose.
And we're going to have
you government
a pod
yourself.
Blast.
All right, Dan.
Do you want to turn it off?
No.
Restart, please.
No. Dan's going to go make a sandwich, and this is going to just get worse. So
we'll just have some fireball.
Yeah.
I just tried
so
to drink
fireball
my
in this room right now.
Oh, no.
A wizard.
That's something I would do. Fuck it.
I literally went like this, but then went like this.
Nice.
Taylor, since I'm doing such a bang-up job right now, do you want to introduce your friend Jackie on the podcast here real quick?
Oh,
give
sure.
Give us some background info.
Yeah. The most extra special guest ever, since she is my absolute best friend. She and I have
I'm
been
awkward.
Friends for like,
You're doing great.
Gosh, how long now?
4 or 5 years? 4 or 5 years?
Yeah. So it hasn't been like a crazy long
45
time,
years?
But that's what
long.
It feels like.
We met in 2019, what? Right?
That's five.
Yeah. Okay, so it's like 4 years because it was the end of 2019.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah, like December of 2019.
Basically, she's just like me, only dialed down just a smidge. In
just
like,
a little.
The dress.
Unless
wear.
You get me drunk.
Less gay.
Well, let's get you drunk.
Dude, the last time that happened, she still has a bruise from
shit.
Last October on her leg.
So how does that happen?
Yeah.
Wait,
do you want to expand on that?
Oh, this is a very fun story.
Oh, I'd love to hear it. We went to Indie Scream Park, and
nice.
What was that drink called?
The beat boxes.
So, they had
me
try
the
beat boxes. I don't even know. It's like a wine cooler, kind of.
It's a wine drink, but it's
for... Do you know Buzzball?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, shit.
It's like Buzzball.
Yeah, it's like that.
Oh, thank you. That makes all the sense.
Well,
you know Fleeting Youth?
No.
Fuck. Do you know any wine drinks that are like in a can or anything?
Gay wine.
Yeah, gay wine.
You know gay wine.
I know
wine.
Gay wine.
Okay,
I know
house
wine.
Gay wine in what looks
like
an old school milk carton.
Okay, yeah.
like it's the cardboard with the triangle
so
flaps
like
shit.
It's like box wine travel edition.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Hell
yeah.
Exactly. I love that.
They say
for your fanny pack.
Each single one that's about as big as a tall boy is worth half a bottle
you
of wine.
Take
and
box
I didn't know that.
Oh,
I love it. It was extremely
Just don't worry about
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Keep going. What is happening?
No,
don't worry.
Going.
Nothing.
Keep
just keep going. Okay.
He keeps putting it back in whenever we.
Yeah. Kurt hates
so
it.
So I didn't know that it was like half a bottle of wine.
No.
And then no one warned me.
And you never do.
No one told me. Yeah. And it was blue raspberry. It was pretty tasty. So ooh. I just sucked it down.
It tastes
well, we
like
also didn't
Kool-Aid.
Know you were going to drink it so fast.
What?
Or get a second one?
Well, and like I said, like, no one told me how much it was. So I went and got a second one before the first one kicked in.
Which,
yeah,
again, if
I've
one is
that.
Worth half a bottle of wine.
Yeah, I only drank like a quarter of the second one.
Well, you
one.
Started drinking half, and then we saw how gone you were getting, and then we drank the rest of it.
Right, it was bad.
And, like, during the time it was really hitting her, we were taking a video of me fixing her lipstick, and she was just screaming.
I was screaming for no
which,
reason.
For like, the listener, whole time. Talking about almost a full bottle of wine, you're mm-hmm. what, maybe 100 pounds?
I'm 115, 110.
Yeah, 110. Yeah, well, yeah, that's only because you're on camera right now.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ, man. We got, like, three women on the podcast for the first time, and you're asking
we
about
truly
wine.
Are. Wait, we already yeah. broke God. The cardinal sin. Yep. Yeah. Next, right. you're going to ask us how old we are.
Yeah.
We really are soldiers, those of us that have to, like, finish a drink for a friend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
only the right thing to do.
I
she had
it.
To.
I had to.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
and then we were having to like hold her ass up through the yeah. rest of the haunts.
So I can tell hell you yeah. guys about one time.
Wait, I want to figure out where the bruise came
oh,
from.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
yes. Yeah.
I want to hear about one time.
Taylor
in
probably has to tell this because I blacked out and right. I don't remember.
Yeah, you
this.
Don't know. So I don't even know what was happening or why she was walking this way, but like if you've
wine,
ever been to Indie Scream Park, it's in Anderson and it's like an outdoor location for
Anderson?
Most of it.
Yeah,
yeah, Indie Scream
yeah.
Park.
I did not
Anderson.
Know that.
But they have this whole outdoor section with like a bunch of fire pits and then like these raised picnic areas that are concrete.
Yeah, like little pavilions.
Next thing I know, I noticed that Jackie's not like next to us.
Is it nighttime?
It's where all
yes,
the exhibits
start. Nighttime. It is.
Yeah.
It's dark.
You can't see shit. Okay.
I mean, we weren't in the haunt part. This was still out in the like, you know, concession area.
Yeah, gotcha.
So they did have some lights.
Okay.
She was just really fucked up.
So
and
she didn't have any light.
Not, nope. No,
not
she did
enough.
Not.
But I, if, okay, so I could completely be wrong, but I feel like I was trying to run from one of the scare actors.
I really don't know because I was walking forward and then I look behind me and I hear
and
you going,
running.
And then I look and see her ass falling. But she's like flying in the air as she's falling.
Okay, I don't remember that.
And then
you don't remember any of it.
Yeah. And then,
wait, was she hit by like a magic spell? Like,
I mean, it'd be a good place for that to happen.
Yeah. Like, so wait, you guys were walking, and then she's just flying backwards, like she was a fucking
basically.
My and word.
Then
Crucio
I see her,
or whatever the Harry Potter
yeah,
have a pulso.
Right?
Yeah, there
yeah,
you
that
go.
One.
Or Descendo,
Stupefy,
maybe.
Right, that too.
Porco Rosso.
Yeah, Porco right? Rosso. Marco Rubio.
Marco
Rubio. Rosa.
Prosecco.
Michelangelo.
Anyway,
yeah.
I look over and she's just on the ground and
yeah.
she's laughing hysterically. So I'm like, okay,
she's
fine.
Yeah.
And then like we pick her up. And then we think nothing of that other than the fact like, oh God, we're going to have to hold her ass up mm-hmm. now when we go through the rest of these attractions because she can't stand up correctly.
I'm and also going to blame the gravel.
Yeah, you blame
you
that
always
gravel.
Have to blame the gravel. You always have to blame the gravel.
You probably like landed on a big rock or something.
No, I think nah, what happened bro, is I landed on shoes. The raised concrete part of one of the pavilions.
Yeah, she did.
That.
Okay.
Yeah, right on the thigh.
But we get home finally after she's sobered up. And she's like changing and she looks down and I look over and she has a bruise.
The
not
size
even
of Mississippi.
Joking.
Yeah. Right.
It is huge. Yeah. Probably a good like 8x4
damn.
Size bruise
yeah.
on her thigh.
It's more like 8x5 because it took
yeah,
up like the whole side.
True. It was
of
like
my,
her whole fucking
my
thigh.
My thigh like maybe.
You like, bruise easy?
Yeah, yeah, I do. Like a banana.
Same,
so
yeah.
It was probably like 5 inches from my hip, and that's where it started, all the way down to my knee.
Like Barney slapped her with her tail, and the
yeah.
color came off.
And she
yeah.
still nice. Has the fucking bruise.
Yeah, I still have like an outline of it. So
yeah.
this happened
that's
in October.
Wild.
That happened in
yeah.
October, and today is April 7th.
Yeah.
Dates.
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 So there's still an outline there. You can still see it. And also, like, I think the, the muscle, like,
should
be there.
For the listener, you should get someone who hasn't felt it to feel it for an audible reaction.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's really kind of icky.
What?
I'd have to, like, pull my pants down.
I mean, not for feeling it. If your pants
well,
are
I don't
tight
know.
Enough,
I,
you probably
feel
it,
through
you?
The. I don't know. Taylor, you want to feel me up?
You can, yeah. You going to make me feel it again?
Yeah, I don't know if you can do it. I'd have to stand
up. I can't
up.
Do it through pants. Either way, if you run your hand over it, you feel like this knot in her leg.
That's wild.
It's wild. Yeah.
Frank Skater's listening.
So yeah, that's the last time
so
she
now,
got like
now that I've been introduced as like the crazy Sunday. Drunk, even though that's only happened one time. Like that's the first impression everyone's gonna have. I was so drunk that I blacked out. And
no,
got,
you're good. No,
if you want
care.
Me to make it better, I have so many stories I can tell. They're just messy.
All right, before we devolve into White Girl Wasted podcast,
yeah, exactly.
That's
all about this.
Yeah, let's just kick
this
off
is the
with
White Girl
Matt
Wasted episode.
Old Wasted, and then we'll and everyone shuts down.
Matt wasn't even drunk, and you ended up. We went skateboarding one day, and you ended up with like a fucking hole in your knee for like a long time.
Oh my gosh,
that's a scar. Yeah,
you had like a straight up like hole.
Yeah, no, it didn't.
Naked.
It didn't bleed. What?
Not you, Curtis.
that's Curtis.
Oh yeah, no, I wasn't naked at the time.
That's Curtis.
Yeah, I am Curtis.
Good point to him. Yeah.
Are we taking
clothes
off?
Yeah, we both pointed. That's the point.
Well, that's we joke about that, but I mean, now that we're in an actual studio instead of just dance
we have to be
better.
More professional.
Yeah.
We're starting with all pants.
I wasn't even skating.
Lots of titties in this room
at that
tonight.
Time. I was literally
oh boy.
Trying to jump
this is the most titties
ledge.
Y'all have had, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Were you trying to do parkour?
Oh,
right,
man.
All right, everybody be silent. Matt, were you like trying to parkour up it, or you're just trying to like get up on a ledge, right?
I was trying to get up on a ledge so I could, you know, jump off on a skateboard.
So you could do a thing.
Caught and I landed on my shins.
Ooh.
And then I had a hole in my on my leg on my shin.
Wow.
And I could like move it around and like see under my skin.
Oh. I don't like that.
What? And we were trying very hard to figure out if what we were seeing was bone.
Yeah, and I was like, should I? Why isn't it bleeding?
Was I not there for this?
No. This was Matt was taking me to like a weird part of town where he like grew up. Yeah. And we were like searching for skate spots, but
secret orgy spot.
Yeah, right. Secret orgy spot. Yeah. There wasn't shit there. It's just everything was broken, and what wasn't like mostly gravel.
Right. Which
so gravel
that type
is
that area yeah, of gravel. A town is the best spot to find awesome spots or garbage and just nothing is skateable.
Yeah. So that it was the latter, obviously. And Matt jumped up, and he ended up with a hole in his fucking leg.
Yeah. And then when I stood up. Like
no
after,
one knows the struggle that Taylor's going through right now. Oh. Wait, what are you doing? Do you need help?
Trying to fucking, does it unscrew?
Yeah, but I couldn't get it.
Well, yeah, it's because you were just pushing it.
My drinking habits aren't important.
Well, he's doing right.
Okay, I can help here.
Well, I stood up, and then blood squirted out of the hole. And I'm like, well, we need to go home.
We love a good blood squirt.
That happens once a month.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
No, you.
I got a good taste of it, I guess. That's gross.
Nice.
Wow.
See?
Metallic.
It's because I haven't used it yet, she says.
There we go.
Matt, we drove around to a couple of other spots before you decided we were going to go home.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you were like, do you think I need to go to the hospital? And I was like, I'm not a doctor. I don't know.
Don't trust me.
And then you just had that hole in your leg for a while, and then it came back. It grew. Like, you didn't have that hole.
It's now skin.
But you never got, like, stitches for it or anything, right? No. You just
banded.
That does make me feel better about my story. Yeah.
Oh, Matt.
Well, except I wasn't drunk, so I didn't have an excuse.
You didn't have an excuse. No.
All the stupid shit that happens to me is pretty much me sober also, and also drunk, though. All the time.
We've got, like, five different stories of Matt falling from places or out of a tree or something like that.
Falling out of, like, three trees.
You've told...
How many cars
I've known
have
Matt forever,
by?
And on this podcast, he's told me, like, three new stories of, like, injuries that I never knew about.
Hey, allow me to shift the conversation real quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is birthday month.
Sure.
We have birthdays coming up.
Yep.
I don't know.
My youngest already happened.
Nice.
Is that why he's named Aries?
Yeah, because, well, no, that's not why he's named Aries. He does happen to be an Aries, but he's there's no I in it. It's after the Greek god.
Right.
Of destruction, and
Yes. Kurt's is on Tuesday, mine's on Wednesday, and then we've got Rabbit on the 19th, Matt on the 27th, Aaron on the 17th. Yeah.
Damn.
We got a lot of April birthdays.
It's a lot. Yeah my oldest is also
what
on the 26th.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep.
You're a Cancer, right?
Yeah. And also my zodiac sign is Cancer.
He is a Cancer. Well,
on this podcast.
That's what, that's what I meant.
Did you say you beat me to it?
No,
Jackie.
Oh,
no, you didn't say it.
I know. I was trying to.
You.
We have an eclipse coming up. We have a total solar eclipse tomorrow.
Yeah.
We sure do.
Oh, but this will be released after that, so we gotta act like we already saw it.
Whoa.
Wow, that show is crazy. Today's actually April
8th.
Oh, actually, the world ended, so yeah, we're not even here right now.
Sacrifices.
We're in purgatory.
Yeah.
Yeah, how you guys feel about, like, scientists being like, hey, fuck your glasses. Don't look at that.
So
you could really easily burn your eyes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I've seen a couple, like,
are scientists saying that you don't need glasses for it?
So the way I see it is, I'm going to split the difference between scientists and the people who sell these.
You're going to close one eye?
No, no, I'm just going to not wear the glasses at all, because if the people say the glasses are safe and the scientists say don't even do it, even if the glasses are on, don't need them.
See, what I'm going to do is I'm going to wear the glasses and then not look at it.
God, best damn it, world. Dan.
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing both teams.
I one thing about me is that I'm going to spill a White Claw on my titties, and I did that. So all right.
Continue.
I missed it.
I saw rubbing titties, and I got immediately distracted.
That makes sense. It only makes sense.
Yeah. Are you mad that she's wearing black and not white?
A little. Okay. Just a smidge.
Yeah, here, women mean? Always like this, doing? Or is it just like...
Just the game ones.
No, it's just Taylor.
Yeah, just Taylor.
That's
well, not just Taylor.
Oh, me and Taylor flirt every time I'm here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm new to...
Just the
to
gay
that.
Ones. Okay.
Yeah. That's... Just the gay ones, yeah. Well, no, actually, all women are a little bit gay. So.
Yeah, that's true. Jackie, are you straight?
I'm straight.
Okay.
But
it's unfortunate,
that's
I know.
That's fine. But
I guess.
She was
but
about
again, if you get me another truck enough.
And, you know...
Yeah, I don't know if she's had Molly before.
Spaghetti is straight until you get hot.
Exactly.
So,
wow.
Fair.
Until you get hot and wet.
That's exactly. The way.
Thank you.
Ooh, ooh.
Anyway.
Curtis, you got anything to say about that?
I'm like the opposite.
So, Jackie, on the podcast, hot, we like to introduce people in by asking them a couple questions.
I need a break.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
When everybody else shuts the fuck up, then I can host this goddamn podcast.
Yeah,
shut
Matt. It kind of sounds like
did
he already
did. Fact check?
Yeah, I couldn't
shut
find
it the fuck up because you're so quiet.
I shutted it.
You gotta go like this.
I mean.
There it is. Okay. Kurt, you like wrangling in six other people?
Oh, this is a dream job. Like,
oh yeah, because you're just chilling.
Yeah. Well, no, it was great when we started off the podcast with Jackie telling a story. I'm like, this
and
is
then it's
the
all
easiest
downhill
thing
from there.
Yeah, no, I'm certain. I was just telling Jackie that I like to start off the introducing new guests with a couple of questions. I do this every podcast.
Oh yeah, every time.
Yeah. So first off, like, how long do you think you can leave out milk before you can like drink it again?
Okay. Well, actually, I had to look this up one time.
Oh. Okay.
So she knows exactly.
So I bought a gallon of milk one time. Didn't open it. Left it out.
Correct.
I drank milk.
I was real sad because, you know, that's a whole gallon of milk. And you know, milk is pretty expensive nowadays.
Yep.
So looked it up and it says you can basically leave it out for like 24 hours. As long as it's sealed, it's fine.
No,
that,
what?
No, but it has to be unopened.
Unopened. Yeah, that makes
it's unopened.
Sense.
For real?
That's even after it's been refrigerated? Yeah,
it sounds like you're dancing with the devil a little bit there, but
right, I don't know.
Years
do
ago,
that.
I worked for Whole Foods and I was specifically in produce stocking and dairy stocking, and all cold held products can only be stayed out four hours before they get into the shelf before they're tainted.
Those are store rules.
Yeah.
Those are not
store
real
standards.
Life rules.
If you think about it, back in the day,
I'm way dirtier than a store.
Back in the day when we had Milkman, like the Milkman, yeah, he would come and drop them off and they're not cold.
Milk
yeah.
Man.
So what happens basically is if it's left out, it just takes off time off of its shelf life. So, you know, milk lasts however many weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. And
if you
leave
it
out warm.
Yeah,
unopened,
no, yeah. If you're just going to neck a gallon in like a day or two, then
like, it's fine. it's just going to.
Dude,
gonna
I do be doing
some time
shit.
Off
it's
the tail end of it.
I'm
going to
die.
Milk was a bad choice.
But now if you're asking me, like, let's say, you know, you pour
a glass of milk.
And I assume that's what you meant.
Yeah, no, I was not expecting a serious answer to this. This is actually supposed
like,
to disarm you a little bit.
Let me give you the facts.
Okay, pour a glass of milk. I'm like,
there's at least two more, right?
There's one more.
For a glass of milk,
is it what's
I'm not going to drink it more than like an hour.
That's what I was going to say.
Okay,
smart.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty safe.
Yeah. Normally, I drink a glass of milk.
Although
like
it's
kind of
weird because like you have like coffee with like cream in it.
Yeah.
And that I'll drink like after a couple hours. It's so it's like
I'll drink it after maybe 15,
20 minutes. Dude, she takes forever to fucking finish a beverage.
That's how
I take a cigarette's amount of time to drink a coffee.
I know.
Every time.
Like
I used to put ice in my
coffee. I drink my iced coffee way too fast.
In your milk?
It's actually
ice
sad.
Milk?
Nice.
I drink it's not worth it. All of it way too fast.
Yeah. You're trying
and
to
then,
make
yeah. I'll be done with
skin.
It in like 5 minutes nice. And then it'll be 2 hours and yeah. she still has
right,
the
right,
same
okay.
drink.
I've got a tiny stomach and a tiny bladder. Okay. So I have to pace myself. My boss will get like a large soon to be not my boss. Hey yo. She'll get like a large
iced
coffee.
She's going to kill her.
Yes.
No, my boss will get like a large iced coffee and then like the next day I'll go and put something on her desk and there's still like half of it. And I'm like, so we didn't.
Oh, I'm not that bad.
You can't pay me more, but you can buy all these iced coffees and not finish them.
Mm-mm. Oh. Mm.
I wonder why this boss is not going to be your boss soon. All right, second question. Okay. Favorite racial slur? Go, now.
Oh, my God. Don't. You can't do that for... No.
Don't worry.
No. Oh, I thought you were going, oh, my God. Well, if I have to.
Well, that
okay,
that
was... so probably...
Oh. Hold on. Taylor, you said that she was like wait. Human toned down. This isn't wait, cool.
Kurt, hold on. There's a correct answer to that for this podcast.
Oh, wait. Hockey? Cracker? Yeah. Okay, yeah. If it's a white person,
no, that's
then.
That's not what it is.
What?
Oh.
It's the What's Online podcast.
Oh.
I would like to
it's
tell you
be
all.
Wump.
Oh.
Christy's got one.
Oh, no.
Wait.
This is entirely unrelated. And you guys are going to hate me
wait,
for it.
I work
by the
with
way.
An Italian. He gave me the WAP pass.
Oh, you got the WAP? Shit. Can we get him on the podcast and get everybody the WAP pass?
I would love to have Mario on the podcast.
His name is not Mario.
His son is named Luigi.
You are a liar.
Dead ass. He wears a Super Mario hat to work every day.
Oh.
Fucking hell. Okay.
It's like this 50-year-old Italian.
I'm
going
to have to talk to you on break about this, Dan, because it sounds like you're living in a fucking fictional fairyland. Kirsty, sorry.
Sorry to interrupt.
Why
are we
going to hit you?
You're going to hate me for this. I want to tell you guys about the smut novel I've been reading.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Oh, and I have exciting news also about my book. But anyway.
Some kind of music
okay, wait.
That.
Hold on 1 second. Did you have something for us, Jackie, about this racial slur thing?
Yeah.
I'm now infinitely curious.
Dan
will beep
joke.
It out.
On second thought, I'm not sure I should go down that route because, you know, everyone gets offended by everything nowadays. So I don't want to be canceled.
Oh, okay. That's fair enough. I'll tell you what. If you want to go ahead, Dan will replace your name with another name throughout the podcast.
Hold on. Jackie, can you say my favorite slur is?
No, you're not going to fill in the blank for me.
No,
I'm not
just
doing
say it,
that.
Just say it.
No, sir.
She's too smart.
I'm not that dumb.
My name is Jackie.
And not drunk enough
he's
yet.
He's trying so hard.
No, you just got to say it.
No. What is that? What does that say?
What do you mean? It doesn't say
probably
anything.
Jake.
What does that say?
We'll have to hear it.
Bleep.
I didn't hear it at all. What did it?
It said bleep.
All right.
No,
good try.
No, all my slur drops are in the second half.
So all right, Kirsty. Sorry to disrupt your...
smut novel.
Yeah, smut novel yes. talk. Let's hear about this.
So, okay. This started as a joke, and it ended as, I really like this book.
Okay.
Oh.
So... about a year ago at my job, one of my friends was looking for a gift for her brother and his fiance because they just bought a farm. And so she was like, okay, I want to buy a farm related gift for them. She just like went on Amazon and put on farm related gift pretty much.
Okay.
And she found what is called Morning Glory Milking Farm.
Okay.
What is this?
This sounds pretty amazing.
It is.
Is this the book?
So, yes.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Basically,
a million things have already popped in my head.
Yeah, and you're probably right. So, basically, like, this girl is down on her luck and, like, needs to pay off her student loans and stuff. And she goes to this city that has what's called Morning Glory Milking Farm, where she will be milking minotaurs.
Oh, that took a turn.
Excuse me?
And by milking, I mean she's jacking them off.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, coming into jars.
Not at all where I was going with that.
Oh, I've heard of
I
this.
Was thinking of more of like a wholesome, like down on the farm with the, farmhand.
No, nope. It's a minotaur.
Okay. Okay.
And the thing
I got a suspicious
like a
look from my end because.
No, I'm trying to figure out what the fuck that sound is.
Yeah, I think
it's
the Keurig.
It's the Keurig, yeah. Okay.
It's the Keurig.
Oh.
Dan.
So the thing is that it's actually really good. And that's like why I decided to read it was because, yes.
Nice.
Was because when... we first found it, we jokingly were like, we should do like a book club and we should read this. And it's free on Kindle Unlimited. And so I was like, okay.
Of course it's free.
Yeah, it has to be free.
But the more I read reviews on like Goodreads and stuff, everybody loves it. And so I was like, I'm going to read it. And I just finished it. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
That reminds me of that scene from American Horror Story.
Wait.
Like,
oh, I think I know which one you're talking about. Yeah.
And like, I don't remember the actress's name or the character's name, but there's like a sex scene with a minotaur, isn't there?
Yeah, it's the chick from Precious. That's
yeah, the girl from Precious.
Gabourey Sidibe?
Yeah.
Okay.
I never remember her fucking name.
Yeah, I don't.
I just watched that again, bawled my eyes out. I was very drunk.
Very good Coven movie.
Coven.
I was like, what? That's the worst season.
You didn't like that season?
I actually hated that season so much.
I have been told, I already like have not watched the show, but I am really sensitive to violence and gore, so
yeah,
I've been told not to watch it.
It
really?
Starts to get bad.
Yeah. Oh, that's my favorite
I peaced out after Roanoke because the gore. I didn't need it.
Yeah. Oh, see, I just thought Roanoke was another stupid season.
Well, it was stupid.
Was that, Roanoke, was that like, what is that one about?
Half his documentary and half it is not.
Weird. It was just really colony, like the colony that disappeared. So it's like in the area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I do have exciting book information though.
Yes.
That I wanted to tell you guys.
No, fuck off. Wait, hold on a second. Minotaur's my novel. I'm not.
She just wanted to plug her book.
Is this a horse girl thing or is this just a
minotaur girl?
Like a minotaur is not a horse, buddy. So let's get that straight.
That's a centaur.
Yeah, he knows. You should know that. Oh, Minotaur.
It's like a small
jacking off farm. I'm sorry. Okay, like, yeah. Jerking off bull guys is different than
Greek
centaur.
Mythology and the Minotaur, you know?
I'm aware of it, yes.
He's a big bull man.
Now, if there was a farm, though, where you're jacking off centaurs, that's a whole nother ball
whole
game.
Oh, yeah, that's a step too far, but Minotaurs is, okay. You know what?
You need extra hands.
Minotaurs are bipedal, so I guess it just makes it a little bit different.
Well, and so, like, the thing, okay, hey. Let's look at this because I brought this. And so when she's talking about his size,
it's a dildo. No, it's not a dildo.
It's a what is this?
A water bottle.
It's an Aquafina large like water bottle.
Man, could you imagine
1 liter?
She just bought a dildo for size.
No, what if it was my thing that's upstairs that we got at the antique store? My marble dick.
Oh yeah,
I have a whole stone carved dick.
Incredible,
and it's like almost 8 inches. It's beautiful.
I want to see it.
I have it upstairs.
Okay,
I'll find it.
Show me.
I'll show you on the break.
We're never going to finish
Dan,
the story.
We do fucking talk more about dicks with women on the podcast. I was always like, man, you know, we do this way too much.
Will Kurt want to change of pace?
Sure.
She's got to plug her book.
Bird opinions.
Oh, we're doing bird.
Yeah, we didn't have that, I guess. Oh, fuck.
Who's got a fun animal fact?
There were turkey vultures in the neighborhood today eating a squirrel.
Nice.
Oh,
that's fun.
There were.
Apparently, minotaurs have huge cocks.
Yeah.
I mean, they're bulls.
Yeah, it's true. I know that for a fact.
Wait,
I read about it.
Do they really have huge cocks? You said it's about, described as 8 inches, but how big is the minotaur?
He's a big man.
So, like, isn't his 8-inch cock actually kind of, like small
I
or
guess,
average?
No, it's, I think probably for a minotaur, it's about average or maybe a little bit more than
that.
Apparently,
like
though,
he's
an Aquafina bottle.
She said fist sized head.
Oh,
so
okay,
imagine a black minotaur.
Oh.
Two fists.
Two fists, yeah. Kurt didn't like that one.
I don't know. I like to keep my weird smut separate from like my daily.
Oh, well,
like,
that's why
talking.
I said you'd hate me. Like, you don't have to let me share this.
No, this is.
We tried to interrupt you with the bird opinions, and we got right back.
Well,
thrilling. No, this is very enriching information. I feel like everybody should be aware of it.
Right now,
so anyway,
I have a smutty book to read.
I followed her on Kindle Unlimited, and I'm going to be reading the rest. She's got like werewolf porn and like.
Oh, there you go. That's your shit right there.
She's got it all.
Jackie likes werewolves.
Well,
and
okay,
porn.
And here's the reason that I liked it, because like sometimes you read smut, and like the story sucks, and it's like. Right, I'm
Tell
only here
about
for the
it.
Sex.
Yeah, I,
like,
I
I'm
feel
only here
every
for the
time
sex.
I'm reading
But this
books.
One, I actually, like, she made me care about the characters, and I'm like, that's so rare and smut, like, that I actually give a shit about what's happening outside of the sexy
scenes. What happens outside of the sexy scenes to someone who's never read smut? Hold on, can we get a count? Who all has read smut here in a circle? I say no. Curtis? Yes, Kurt reads smut. Taylor reads smut. Jackie?
I don't read it regularly.
Not.
I have.
Ryan
I
does
also
not.
Don't read it regularly.
Matt does not. Kirstie
I certainly
does.
Do. I brought it up.
Hey, you actually know how to say with your hand or with your mouth instead of just your hand.
What?
Good job.
Well, I also said, I don't do it all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. So did Kurt.
Did he?
Yeah. Only listened to Kirsty.
Yeah.
I was listening.
I don't know.
I read a couple of smut novels, and one was about a bear.
Oh, fun.
And a librarian, and it wasn't very sexy.
Together? A bear and a librarian? Or like two different stories?
No, they're the same thing. The librarian fucks a bear. It was well written.
Was it worth revisiting?
And no. That's the thing. This was also very well written. Other than the fact that I think she probably edited it herself, and some of the punctuation was like incorrect, and like there was some...
Nerd.
There was one one line that was obviously deleted, and there was a comma, a space, and then like a quote, and so I was like, okay, you deleted something.
Yeah, until it takes you out.
Other than that, it was really good.
What's the pacing of a smut novel? Is it like act one is teasing?
No,
like...
okay, so that's actually
it's still a story.
One of the big criticisms that I have of smut is that like sometimes they take way too fucking long. And this one I feel like was perfectly paced because it was like teasing and then smut and then teasing and then smut.
That's you get to mentor Cox right away.
As my male experience.
I mean, she's jerking off mentors, dude. That's like
mentors or minotaurs? Because if she's jerking off her mentor, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
they're
one minotaur mentor.
True. The minotaur is her mentor.
Yeah.
Do you, how I would with regular video porn... go, this is going slow, and like skip a bunch of pages.
Yeah. That's the thing is that like eventually you're like, okay, come on.
Dude, you gotta have to do that with regular like watchable porn. You gotta skip it.
Matt and I just talked about this last night. We talked about.
What did we talk about?
Sometimes you like porn for the comedy.
Yeah.
There are some porns that are so funny. Yeah. And sometimes you like
there
it for
are.
The comedy.
And I like the idea of like it might take you out of the mood and then it doesn't.
But it's like
it doesn't though.
No, exactly. It's like when you're laughing, you're like in a good mood.
That's not true. Do you remember the one that we played on that video that you found in your fucking drawer and we tried to play it and then we tried to like do stuff and then we were like, do you want to turn this off?
Well, that's
because
we tried fucking
to
porn because people do that and every time I've tried doing that, it's like, why do people do this?
Yeah,
I don't want to just watch these other...
It was also just like weird and...
Yeah.
It was funny.
Yeah, like I don't want to watch you do this. I'm doing this. I don't want to play football and watch someone else play football at the same time. It's mostly because I don't want to play football or watch football, but
also true.
How close are we to the break?
Now.
About 5-10 minutes.
Do your book thing.
Yes, let's do that because I have to go pee so bad.
Matt's right next to you.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know. I don't know that I like what that implied.
golden showers.
No, I got
water
that.
Water sports.
Like water peeing polo. In his mouth, like he drinks the urine.
No,
like straight
just,
from
the
urethra. The
visual is not.
Specifically.
Oh, well, because Matt
is that a real? Is that a real?
Mouth hard.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, a couple episodes she needs to pee.
We aren't that freaky on the podcast.
Oh, I always have to pee. Yeah. I have the...
No, this is the worst
of
podcasts.
Yeah,
because
we used to always be naked, but now she has pants on, so we can't do it this time. Yeah.
It's the pants podcast.
Yeah.
I'm going to go take a piss and not Matt's mouth real quick, and let's hear some book stuff.
you mean less in the sense of you'll hear it in a week.
Yep. Love it. Okay. Sorry. All right, King. Go pee. Don't listen to me.
Talk a bunch of shit on him.
No.
No.
He listens.
He just left.
Yeah, I can't either.
Yeah, Matt has to.
I can't.
Yeah.
You're just
hear
quiet
it.
As
you're
fuck.
Just quiet.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, go ahead and book stuff.
Okay, so I was hooked up with a publisher. I was originally planning to self-publish.
Not in that way.
I can't talk. Sorry. No, I was originally planning to self-publish, and then my boss's husband, who's like in the entertainment business, was like, "How are you publishing your book?" And I told him, and he's like, "I know a publisher, so I'm gonna hook you up, so you guys can have a conversation."
Nice.
And I was like, "Okay." So I talked to this guy, and he has his own publishing press, and self-funds pretty much everything and would take care of all the marketing and the printing and all that stuff that I would otherwise have to do myself. And I sent him the first, I think, 9 chapters of my book, and he's going to take a look at it. And the thing that kind of felt a little bit promising about it was his publishing press is like sci-fi fantasy, which is what my book is pretty much. Sci-fi mystery is mine. And he told me specifically that the partners that he works with have been pretty much begging for him to get a female voice because most of the other people that he's published have been men. And so I was like, hi,
I'm a diversity hire.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's me. So I haven't heard back from him yet. I need to send him like a follow-up email because it's been about a month since I sent him the first nine chapters.
Are you waiting for that to pull through before you disassociate with your boss, who's his wife?
Oh, no, 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 no. Is
that unrelated?
Unrelated, yeah. Yeah. So I'm leaving, and she is fine with it because I framed it as it's not personal that I'm leaving.
Mm, but it is.
But it is.
But now she's going to hear the podcast.
No, she's not. No, she's fucking not.
Everyone listens.
I don't even listen to this podcast.
Me either.
Neither does Matt.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'll listen because I like to hear myself.
I listen to it when I go and visit Kirsty here, but that's about it.
Oh, because it's a long drive.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Oh, that's cute.
You did a dick, Matt.
Nah.
I'm back from holding my wiener for a little bit.
No, I just never think to listen.
You know, weird that we had a long talk about smut, and then once the conversation changed, you're like, by the way, I have to go use the bathroom. Mm-hmm.
That was very quick.
They're talking about these minotaur dicks. Mm-hmm.
Some people doesn't take very long, you know?
No. What do you mean, some people?
If you know how to touch yourself.
Dan?
It's not about you. You.
Daniel Ryan.
Hey, don't dox.
I'm talking about ducks.
Ducks?
Yeah, get it ducks in a row, bitch.
This is a fantastic first half, and I wish it was like three times as long so that we could talk about.
That's what she said.
Yeah, the length of minotaur dicks even longer.
But you want to make minotaur dicks longer? I already brought that up earlier.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You didn't like it.
Yeah.
Two fists.
Do they need to be longer?
I have to act indignant a bit.
Yeah. Indignant a bit.
Indignant.
Yeah, more like in dicks,
bitch.
Yeah, there it is. Thanks. All right, what else you got, Dan?
In Utero by Nirvana.
What?
In Utero.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, cool.
And more like Insane in the Membrane.
Whoa.
It's insane. God knows. It's the worst fucking song.
It's not very good.
It's so bad. Holy shit. Like, he was the first, certainly not the first, but he was the, like, earlier version of, not Wayne, who's the fucking dude that only raps about how much weed he smokes?
Wiz Khalifa?
Paper Planes Wiz Khalifa.
That's the one.
Yeah, he was the earlier Wiz Khalifa. He's like, I'm going to make a whole image. Cypress Hill?
Cypress Hill.
About like how much weed I smoke, and that's all my rap. You know, lot of rap does reference it here and there for sure.
Snoop Dogg.
Also true. Like it's still big, but it's still not the whole image.
It's not every song.
Yeah, he has different stuff.
Cypress Hill is, I don't know, what's the earlier version of that? Is there like 70s bands probably?
Wasn't Cypress Hill Louis on like Armstrong? A fucking Louis gorilla Armstrong, song?
What?
I see trees of green.
I'm going to smoke in crack.
I can't be crack. It's got to be weed specifically.
Correct.
Specifically.
Yeah, specifically.
Green crack.
Mm-hmm. Green crack.
Yeah. Reefer Madness.
Yeah, green crack. Is that the one that you, like, distill, right?
No, that's just a...
Oh, it's just a strain.
Weed, a strain, yeah.
God, you're so quiet.
I know.
It's probably the mic.
Yeah,
it's probably the mic.
It's probably the mic.
Gotta be.
You know, if you boof the mic, you'll be at least 50%
louder. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, it's definitely...
This is Mike.
Here, I'll just use this one because I can talk into it loud enough.
Okay.
Look at
I love
you
that
guys
cable management.
So you guys have crossed streams.
Oh my god,
we're holding
it's
hands.
Like Lady and the Tramp for everybody in the podcast land. Like Matt and Dan's mics are meeting.
More like Matt and Dan.
I was like, who's moaning?
It's him.
Oh, I thought it was you. Sorry.
What a late change.
I was judging. They're connected. You can't break it up.
Aww.
For free. With Education Connection.
Okay.
Oh.
What do you,
whatever.
Why
I'll
are we doing this now?
Yeah, you should do that.
I don't know. I forgot I had this mic. Look how it's so loud.
This one
I can talk all the way back here. This is my acoustic mic. I don't use this for talking.
Are you singing Education Connection?
This is used. Matt's on two. Matt's on three. He's right.
Do you remember that commercial?
There we have to cut all of this part out, you know.
No, this is great.
That's fine.
What?
This is great.
This is good podcast content, you think?
How you doing over there, Ryan?
At least for the really amateur staff, yeah.
I'm having a great time.
Sweet.
I'm really hot down here.
Hey, stop it.
That's hot.
Me too. I took off my jacket.
Stop it.
I jacked it off.
Stop that shit.
Sick.
Hey, Kurt just did that like 5 minutes ago.
You're just going to have to stop.
Jackie, what's your sign?
I'm a Libra.
Okay.
Oh.
I do. No, that wasn't bad.
Oh, okay. It's like you look down, you go. It told me all I needed to know.
It's because I have known both Libras. I've known the ones that I like, the ones that I don't like.
More like a zebra.
I mostly like Libras a lot.
Mostly.
There's all right. about
all right, everyone say your one favorite color. Love. Everyone say your favorite eh? Color in
yellow,
three,
purple.
Two, one.
Wait.
Purple.
Brown.
Yellow.
You want to shut off your speakers?
Sure. I hate them so much.
Yeah, well, it's unnecessary. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the What's Online podcast, where we're very professional and mostly masculine, and we don't cater to these white women and their weird smut opinions on this here podcast.
Oh, I just hit my tooth.
Ow.
We're back on the What's Online podcast. We've got Dan once again.
Hey, I'm here still.
you made it. We got Matt.
Yo.
We got Ryan.
Howdy.
We got Taylor.
Hello.
Oh, you're British?
Hello.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Not right now. Not anymore.
Maybe I want to sound like Dick Van Dyke. You don't know.
Hello, mate.
I'm invented a flying car and I sing about Milikiki Maka.
We've got Kirsty on the podcast.
Hello.
The special guest. Decidedly. And we've got extra special guests.
Mic test you.
Hey, how's it going?
I can hear you.
You got talking in front of it, not
hey,
the top of it.
He's trying to introduce someone.
Turn it more.
Again, I get left in the dust.
Sorry.
We got you, Jackie. Don't worry.
I'm used to it.
We'll always come back to Jackie.
Oh, talk to the side. Oh, I thought you said the opposite.
Oh
my
bad.
Yeah, I said front, but yeah, I think of that differently.
All right, Kurt.
Thanks.
You want to do that again? I don't want to do the podcast anymore. No, we've got Jackie on the podcast. Thank you for joining us.
After that very lackluster, like, introduction. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
It is. He's in control.
Oh, am I?
No, I'm happy to be
here.
For
all intents and purposes, yes.
You might be having to battle with Ryan, because he's also just usually happy to be here.
True.
Usually.
Yeah, you're stealing his tagline.
Yeah, right now.
Thank you very much
D&D.
For joining us on the podcast, Jackie. And I'm sorry that Dan's just... amazing audio engineer, so he likes doing mic tests in the middle of the
live. Yeah, did we get everyone?
Live.
I was talking to Matt. Oh, shit. Wait, so are we delving right into why Matt brought something that takes two hands to operate when we need an extra handle?
Yeah.
So
do you want me to do the Drake Bell thing? Because
your...
we're not going
to
go back to that.
Yeah, let's fucking hit that because we'll forget it.
Are we talking about the very sad, upsetting
docuseries?
Yep, and I binged that in one night.
Same.
But shortly, we're talking about a specific part because we talked a lot of shit on Drake in earlier episodes.
So, the news came out where Drake fled to Mexico and he had gone by the name of Drake Campagna.
Wait. Just by the way that you started this, can you set it up more like Jay Leno style?
Well, here.
What? I've never watched him do any.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Oh, have you seen this? Have you heard about this? We got this Drake Bell fellow who used to go by Drake Campagna. And,
you nailed it.
Okay, cool.
Oh,
no, that's
God.
Not how I want to go with the tone here. So, on a previous podcast, we basically spent like almost the entire episode like making fun of Drake Bell fleeing to Mexico after some pretty serious charges and everything like that, and it gets brought up on a very recent docuseries called Quiet On Set.
Sad.
Which
very
also for
sad.
The listener, when we say for almost the entire episode, that always ends up meaning 15 minutes of the second half.
Yeah, usually. Yeah. That's the meat. That's
it's
what you...
clickbait
title. That's what the episode's about.
Mm-hmm. But, so, obviously, like, if we were aware of the circumstances like leading up to that at the time, we probably wouldn't have been as hard on him, but at the same time, what he did was like fucked up, and we thought it was funny because we were a bunch of busy white boys.
Too, right?
He did acknowledge it, yes.
Yeah, I mean, all we know is that it's Cult Gang, though.
So I've been living under a rock, and I've been waiting to watch this, so I actually don't know anything.
Oh, you haven't watched it?
No, I've not watched it yet.
Man.
Just simply go watch it. I don't think we could ever tell you and do enough justice.
Okay.
No, because to watch the emotions coming through these people, specifically Drake, it is gut-wrenching to watch.
Well, apparently they're planning, because like the four episode docuseries as it is was supposed to be the end, but they're planning more episodes now because there are more people coming forward.
Yeah, like Jeanette Kurdy. I would love it if Amanda Bynes is okay enough to say anything, but I don't know.
Season two! Yeah, let's go!
How you guys feel about MJ?
Which Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson Michael Jordan? Yeah. Or Michael Jordan?
In regards Mary Jane? To this type of conversation and people coming through about things.
Okay. Well, I want to go back to Quiet on Set real quick. We get to Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's kind of a leap.
So,
yeah,
because, like, here is a speculation that I heard. I don't know if any of y'all have heard this. And this was on Twitter, so it's not substantiated in any way. But there was the idea that when Jamie Lynn Spears got pregnant during Zoe 101, it was by Dan Schneider.
Well, and that goes back to when the secret tweets from supposedly Amanda Bynes is that she also got pregnant by him, but then
aborted
the baby.
Yeah.
But also it's caused her to not be able to have babies ever again. Like, she actually can't get pregnant any longer. Yeah.
All right.
Got it.
I want to press pause real quick just because I like to give a context when we go into something right here. Quiet on Set is a docuseries categorizing, basically it's mostly focused on Dan Schneider, but it kind of
Nickelodeon
in general, the shitty business practices they had with live action children actors.
And they had about three different pedophiles that were working for them at one time.
Brian Peck was the worst one.
Yes.
Correct.
Oh, and his
last name is Peck.
Yeah.
Mm.
No.
No relation.
No relation to John
Peck. Not related.
Just happened to have the last
name. But he did have a correspondence with John Wayne Gacy of all people.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Sure did.
Yeah, which the last time I brought something up, I accidentally thought that it was Dan Schneider who had the correlation with him. Yeah. It's not. It's Brian Peck. But I'm sure
correction on the podcast was not Dan Schneider.
A self-painted portrait from John Wayne Gacy.
He was also his pen pal.
Yeah.
Which is disgusting.
That's wow. Cute.
And he was proud to show the painting off to everybody.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which Drake Bell had been like, hey, or no, it wasn't Drake.
It was Kyle.
Kyle.
It was Kyle on
all
that.
Totally Kyle.
What
not
is
that one, but
that about? And he was like,
totally Kyle was on the Amanda Show.
No, it was the geeky weird guy.
Yeah. What a time. Okay. Maybe.
Yeah, so we're referencing a lot of stuff that happens in this docuseries, and I feel like you just need to kind of see it for yourself.
Which is on Max.
Yes, and on Max. I actually bummed Matt's HBO Max password to watch this, and I honestly thought it was a little slow because a lot of this shit I had already heard about up until Drake Bell happened.
Did you ever read or listen to Jeanette McCurdy's autobiography?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad
I didn't read
died.
It,
yeah.
But
it's
like,
so good.
Yeah.
But I know the gist of it. And so I kind of had some background knowledge into this. And then when Drake Bell came in, it was a little bit like a whoa, holy shit. Like
I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
A hammer to the ribs. And again, it doesn't excuse like his erratic behavior, but
I don't think he's trying to excuse it. He says, "Yeah, I was in a bad place and I did some bad shit."
Yeah, fucked up stuff, and I still, you know, when we brought it up on the podcast and stuff like that, it's this is less of a oh my god, if I had known, I'm so sorry. Right. It's more of like, all right,
okay,
well, this
context.
Is really fucked up. This got a lot more fucked up than
it explains
initially.
Some of the actions. Doesn't mean that I, like, excuse them, but it explains it.
Bad acts like that perpetuate bad acts.
Yes, absolutely.
The episode is still hilarious, though, so you should
we made
it.
A lot of really good jokes.
I'm sorry, we have to. I have to cut the...
Yeah, let's move on from the sad
stuff. But, you know, there we go.
All right, well, we want to do the jars?
Where were you guys at?
You're still good at flamenco, right? Like, he's still a good like flamenco or Spanish guitarist, right? Didn't you say listen to his stuff?
His stuff is great.
He has a new song that's about...
It's good.
Yeah, he's
I'm not like throwing it all the time, but like if you listen to it, Drake
does flamenco guitar?
Yeah, when he moved to Mexico.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, he released a new song recently, though, that was like kind of a letter to his younger self, I think.
Oh, he did. He talked about it, I think, in the thing.
Yeah. And he just released a video, I think, like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I haven't watched it, but...
God, I feel like child actors always get it really fucking rough. Did you guys... the Malcolm in the
Middle strong, Kurt.
you might want to reword that.
They get fucked really hard.
Oh, no!
By the industry.
Yeah.
No, the Malcolm in the Middle guy, I guess this just brought...
Oh, Frankie Muniz. He's a F1 driver, right?
He did that for a while. Yeah. No, he did drive, like, professionally for a while. And
that's hilarious.
Well, his life is pretty well put together, but he had, like, some weird mental issues.
Well, he had Bryan Cranston, so he was safe.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure Brian.
Dude, this is just what happens, though, when you're a child in Hollywood. I mean, just
Oh, this goes
don't
all
have
the way
a
back.
Real childhood.
I like just had this conversation the other day. It goes all the way back to like Judy Garland.
Yeah,
and,
that's
like,
why she was all fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, because when she was on fucking Wizard of Oz,
she was
they
14.
Were feeding her coke.
Yep.
So that she could stay up to record.
They also told her to lose
hours.
Weight, and she was 14.
Yeah.
I feel like any amount of like celebrity type fame is not good for a person, and then
no.
you put
no,
that
and
type
I mean,
of stress on a child.
It's the same thing with the music industry as well. There's
yeah,
so
dude.
Many artists that have come out with songs basically alluding to stuff, but yeah. they can't say anything specifically for fear of being blacklisted.
Yeah, like there's yep. a lot of coded stuff in a System of a Down's work.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I really did not get
or not
like
coded.
Right, not coded at all.
Like, you know, like hypnotized, where he's like. Why do you ask the kids at Tiananmen Square? Went way over
yeah.
my head. I'm
yeah.
like,
yeah.
that's like a
yeah.
shopping mall or something?
Yeah.
Right.
Matt,
the shopping
do you want to shift gears for us?
Yeah, let's
real
please
quick.
Talk about
yeah.
this fucking jar because
yeah.
I almost grabbed this
fucking
and drank
jars.
It twice.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
yeah, for the second half,
it's just
all
water.
Shirts and no pants.
So
yeah. Hell
the
yeah.
I don't trust that. I don't believe it's just
everybody
water.
Everybody get your jar in your hand and then put your mic in your thighs.
Preface this that I was under the influence of something
the
other night.
Mic in the thighs.
Very legal things.
It was legal, you know. But I watched this video for like 14 times, and I was like, I gotta go make it and make the sounds. So he had a mason jar full of water, or half full of water, and was just tapping the fucking...
Okay, for the listener, we've got a mason jar half full of water,
oh
and we're turning
God,
it sideways,
this is the best thing ever.
Tapping fingernails on the bottom of the jar while moving it back and forth.
To
so
hear all the
movement,
so
I was not expecting that.
I wasn't either.
I have been walking around the house with this, annoying my roommates and my girlfriend now.
No, I wasn't annoyed.
God,
that's
right.
Like some alien.
Here, Ryan.
Like shit.
That might
oh
be easier because we don't have nails like
that. That is
do.
The most fun. Yeah, no, you don't.
So it's also important to note that Matt also has long fingernails so he can play guitar
yeah.
the way he wants.
Acrylics. Yeah.
I have a request. I'm having trouble hearing my own jar. Can everyone
yeah,
stay quiet for a moment so we
mine.
Can each like go around and try it? Because
I also have supersonic hearing, so I'm good.
Try do it. So the sound
Jackie.
Comes out
shut
of the
up.
Top.
Wait,
the top.
Where is it? It comes out
the top. Yeah.
Her mind's blown.
Whoa.
Neat. Now shake it.
it's like a yeah, it's an acoustic
yeah.
theremin.
I think
really?
We just saw
right?
like a Jackie O face.
I can totally see.
Yeah, I got pretty excited.
Yeah.
I mean, does it have to be this
that sounds
like
a cool
amount
70s
of water
funk
though?
Musician.
No, no,
a Jackie
just,
O face is
just
gonna change
Jackie
the tone.
Jackie,
well, Jackie O face too. Yeah,
that's a good.
But yeah,
name.
You guys are all welcome. You can keep that.
Oh, I'm,
thanks,
gonna, I'm gonna do this all the time.
Yeah, right. I'm gonna put salsa in it, and then do it.
Hell yeah!
It'll all be right, chunky.
I have a topic.
Okay.
If
okay.
we want to do topic time.
Oh man.
Topic
time.
With time.
But first,
we need a theme.
No
need
more
Minotaur
smut, please.
For topic time with Kirstie. Because every time.
Yeah, I. Ever since the first one when I came with not shit, I was like, I gotta come prepared.
Not shit.
So I tried. Yeah, exactly. So I tried.
You're Mm-hmm. doing that theater kid energy where you're coming and trying to rise above.
Yeah,
like, because we tell everybody to try and come with something and.
Oh, I took it very seriously.
Things.
Oh, I came in completely unprepared.
Do you listen to an episode of the podcast on the way to do the podcast?
Yeah. Here? Of course I do. Obviously.
Like,
Matt,
we just end up knowing a bunch of guys who have like fucked up things happening to them that they don't really need to prepare topics. They just tell
right?
us a story that happened to them like last week.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, for real.
Oh, I can get into stuff like that.
Well,
but...
no, let's hear your topic. What do we got?
So... this
what is
one.
This wholesome music?
That's a really old jazz music. Thing I did like 5 years ago.
Yeah, he does like really nice background music.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, she was feeling it.
So this basically, I think I heard from another podcast, but we're going to do it here because...
We're a different podcast.
We are a different
hey.
Podcast. So...
My name is Ari Shafir.
Oh, God.
And we are all white.
I'm Ira Glass.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Ira Glass. This is Radiolab. Yeah.
So in Palestine.
I used to love Radiolab. Anyway, so if disassociated with their actual meanings, what words would make good names? I have examples.
Okay. Oh, is this like the TikTok guy that did all the like,
oh,
like
was it a TikTok
redneck
thing?
Names where he was like going
Moonshine.
Through...
Moonshine.
Yeah, like things
oh,
like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Like
Gutter
whiskey.
Jones.
Yeah, one of them was like Chevy, and okay. then another
Gross.
One like
Chevy is a
which
name.
We do have Chevy name. Chase,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean like Chevy, not yeah, yeah. Chevy. Chevy, like the car.
Oh, I
like
wonder if people call it. Him yeah. Chevy Chase and he's like, fuck you, because he's a dick.
He mm-hmm. is a dick. Probably. He is a dick.
Yeah, he's like, call me Mr.
Okay,
Chase.
Actually, no, now that you say that, I do think I got this from a TikTok, not a podcast.
Okay, yeah, so.
But it was a woman. Damn. She was talking about,
this
like.
This is like a really adorable country guy okay. who's like laughing and he's like, these are the names that I just thought of.
Yeah. Okay, so like I have examples. So first one is varicose.
Okay. Like the yeah. veins.
Yes.
Oh
yeah,
veins.
I'm like, if it wasn't vein related, that's kind of sick.
I mean, kind of, yeah. yeah.
Just as, I guess. As a name. Okay.
Yeah. yeah.
But it reminds
Call
me of Veruca.
For short.
Yeah.
And it makes me think of Veruca Salt.
Right.
Yeah. And then I'm like, yeah. it's kind of an ugly name. It Veruca? Is. That's
that
not
one's
cute.
Ugly, but Veruca. Varicose is sick. So the other one I have is kind coma.
Coma?
Coma. Okay.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
That's fine. Hey, y'all don't have to like everything.
Yeah, these are facts.
I have some others that I can't remember, but the other one I wrote down was plethora.
Joe Strummer.
Plethora.
Plethora would be
No, I'm
cool.
not feeling
plethora.
That one either.
Yeah, that one feels, it's too many syllables.
I
it
feel
sounds
like
too, medical.
Like, yeah. you know, creative.
It's
going to
be simple.
Those types
like,
how about reefer?
Reefer?
Sweet. Yeah. No, actually no, I can get down with that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, completely. Sock. Like completely disassociated from the name. That's if right. I knew a guy named Reefer, like
let's go surfing.
Right? Yeah, yeah. I immediately associated with a beach yeah. in California.
Well,
Reefer.
I mean, that's because Reefer already
right,
does
but
that.
But still, it just
it's hard
sounds
to,
like a
it's,
surfer.
Well,
also
it's hard
close
to dissociate.
To
there's
from
like
the
a homeless
context
guy named that every like 30 yards.
Yeah, Reefer. That'd be a dope name.
And every 70 yards, one of them's taking a shit.
Well, there's a certain punch to it that. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Like if you Reefer. Were just like I never knew about
yeah, what's
this.
Up, Reef?
Yeah.
Reef.
I have
How's
a
it going,
up.
Reef?
Oh, she's got
that
a
guy over
up.
There, that's Reefer. Okay. Don't fuck with him. Like that kind of it kind of has that sort of sense yeah. to it.
I heard no, this is not one of my
yeah,
this is not my
hair,
truth.
And it's not
but one of the ones that I heard was chlamydia.
Yeah,
stop I don't
it.
Think
I could
that's
hear
a good one.
As I could hear it though, if
Wait,
it was not.
Was your
yeah, if you're like an ancient Greek and they didn't invent.
Well, that's
STDs
where I was going with plethora.
Yeah.
What were you going to say,
okay.
Jackie?
So the one I had heard was people who don't speak English, they had yeah. them rate like words, English words that were mm-hmm. like the most beautiful.
Oh,
I and
okay.
I think the one that got top rated was diarrhea.
Are you kidding me?
No, we should
no,
Google it because
again,
I think it was diarrhea.
But if I can separate it from what it means, like I could absolutely see that being a very
yeah.
cute
You know
name.
What this makes me think of? This was on the radio years ago. I think I was a fucking like teenager. And they were talking about how this one lady named her baby Marconia.
Okay.
Which is the scientific name for baby poop.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Because it's a very specific, like, Yum. Infant baby poop because it's not normal poop yet. And the lady named her baby Marconia, and everybody was like, why the fuck would you name your kid after shit?
Yeah, like, it's also like a Harry Potter
Maybe
spell.
She just really didn't like it.
Or I think she really just didn't, I don't know if she knew what it was or... If she just, like
she
what we're
done.
Saying, disassociated it with the meaning and
hey,
was like...
That's a shit word.
y'all know about colostrum?
Nope.
Yeah.
No,
so
you're about to tell
like a colostomy bag type
hurts.
Deal?
No.
What is
no,
that?
It's
colostrum.
Jackie knows apparently.
I think I know. Maybe
colostrum
I don't know.
Is like the scientific name for breast milk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ew. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That sorry that you
no,
saying that just made me think of that.
Ryan, was that you?
Well, I just know they're selling it as like a supplement, like bovine colostrum and stuff like that.
Fun.
Like,
I love that.
I could be
I
totally
to
making that up
just
right
milk?
Now. No, but it has. There's something else. I have to Google it now.
Baby.
Milk. My mom.
Carry
my mom
on.
Was a. My mom was a teacher. And
what kind of colostrum did she have?
Delicious.
I mean,
no, she had a female or a student called gonorrhea.
Like gonorrhea, but
yeah.
they just said it different.
Yeah, and femali, like female.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
What was it? We were.
Like family.
Oh, he was looking at this. We went to Fort Bend the other day, and we went into the like the library that they had, and he was looking at this one mushroom that looked like a penis, and I said, "Well, it's called Fallaceae."
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
I will.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I will on occasion like come up with like names that I think are very funny or. Very interesting. And
then do you apply a voice to it?
No, not necessarily, but like I will keep them in like a... I've got a document on my computer that I need to convert over to my Google Docs so that If we do on the fly character shit again, I can do that. One of them was just like scare me.
Yeah,
you brought scare me. Yeah,
that one was good.
And that ended up being a unborn baby's name for the duration of a pregnancy.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
We had a friend that was...
Was she still listening?
Yeah, Jess, yeah, number one fan.
Hi, Jess. Hey, Jess. We're talking about Scare Me again.
Sorry, your baby's your name, Scare Me. Yeah.
She named it a much cooler name.
You can always change
later.
It.
Later. We're not going to dox...
Or you can have another kid.
Don't we're dox, not gonna dox the child.
Yeah, we're not going to dox the baby on sweet the podcast, kid, but she... I don't know exactly how it got out, but like I kept referencing the baby as Scare Me because they hadn't come up with a name yet. And then
you like them asked to be this.
And then it spread to work. Is that what happened, Matt? Or like, was it just among our group? Because like he was just referenced as Scare Me.
Don't remember. That was 3 years ago.
Yeah. So the baby just kept getting referenced as Scare Me for a while, which I was pretty impressed with, but I'm also like, I could probably work that into a story or something like that. I also like just like fucking up like regular names like Bobbert or
Bobbert. Like, yeah. Okay, so like no, but legitimately, I want to hear y'all like come up with some words that you're like that would be a cool
toast.
Name. Toast. Hey.
I don't want to hurt you.
I don't know about that one, babe.
I think Cellar would be a cool
Cellar. Cellar. That's a good like
one. Yeah, actually, I kind of like do that. Like Cellar. Yeah. That's a pretty
good
one. Okay,
good one, Ryan. We're snapping for
so
that.
So I was trying to come up with like a name for like a evil, like
of course,
Noster.
Noster. Like GNO.
Like Nosferatu, but like
no N O. S-T-E-R. Like and then I learned that it is like a Greek word for like a very specific like thing, but...
Okay, what's
oh. Oh, I just thought of two.
No. It's like it's nothing bad. Not I just can't remember what it is.
Oh, I'm just saying oh because it's not.
Okay.
It's very vague.
Surprisingly, both are words, but...
Well.
Oh, yeah?
That's sweet.
If you had to level like the density.
Well, roster.
Roster, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And rugby.
Rugby. I like that.
I like
rugby.
Yeah, with rugby.
Right?
That's kind of cute,
right?
Yeah, rugby's... Well, that's just Rigby.
Yeah.
Well, that's... Yeah, but still, like, rugby, though, like...
Tennis.
Tennis.
That's a joke.
Well, yeah, no, tennis is soccer. Great. That's just, like, Dennis with a T. Yeah. Like,
it
that's
is.
Fine.
Yeah. I don't know, just rugby just sounds like a dude's name to me.
Oh,
yeah.
I said branch.
That's branch. Right.
Yeah. I can see that. Yeah,
honestly,
sure.
Though,
I did. I was like, it's so close like to it, branch. It
blows branch off is, he's pretty clean cut.
You know branch rolls off the tongue better than like Branson or something that. Or Brandon.
Bronson. Well, then, would Twig work if there's already Twiggy?
Oh.
Yeah.
I knew a Twiggy.
I think there's like somebody named Twig in like a famous novel. So.
What about probably. Talon?
Talon's
a good one.
I'm
like
more
that.
Interested in the names with negative connotations.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like,
so, Taylor, like your other R word.
Here's one. Malaria. Malaria. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah but actually, that could be a pretty girl name.
That's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
That's the point.
Malaria.
Yeah.
Oh, malaria. Yeah.
Yeah.
Malaria,
yeah. I think that'd be pretty. I'm like,
but
that's
you could also just
malaria.
Call somebody Maria. Like,
that's like Melania.
Melania Trump. Yeah, that's got negative connotations now.
Hello.
It
yeah.
sure do.
Lactose hello. Intolerant.
Lactose.
Do you think, like, Hitler's
labia.
Pretty good.
Labia. Oh, shit. Yeah.
That's actually a pretty
good Areola?
Name. Oh, yeah.
Look at all these beautiful names.
Areola Grande.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Oh, what about Ebola?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like Enola, but the Ebola.
Or Corona.
Corona? That's pretty.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
Yeah, Russia.
Russia.
I was thinking.
I mean,
Mother.
Yeah, Russia stuff. Seems like.
Did you say Mother?
Is that like. Because
it's over
I've
there.
Met like a chick's name India and like
yeah.
Oh yeah, is Russia already?
I know a girl named
India.
Asia.
Asia, yeah.
From my
too.
Skrull, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
My Skrull, my school.
Yeah, why isn't there someone named Denmark yet?
Or Hungary. That's a shitty name and it's barely a country. fuck you, Denmark.
Kurt, I feel like if anybody here, you saw the Kenya song.
The Kenya song?
Yeah.
What is that?
Kenya, oh Kenya. Forget Norway. You ever see that? It's
hold on,
so
hold on.
This sounds familiar.
Nope.
Did he just say, what's Kenya? You didn't say, can you fit this dick in your mouth?
Dude, it's like my friend.
You could have ended my whole podcast career right then.
My friend Fitz put his name in my phone as Fitz Very Nicely. That's so good.
So, before we get too far away from this, I do think that
that's
Hitler
like Voldemort.
Is a good name
for Voldemort's
somebody.
Laugh. Oh.
Hey,
Baltimore.
Yeah.
Baltimore is a great name, and I saw that as someone's last name in my dog grooming books the other day.
Oh, that's kind of
funny. I know. Baltimore.
I guess that's like a surname that makes sense.
What about a presence?
What about Balto?
I feel like that's already a name.
Balto
yeah,
is a name.
A dog name.
Yeah.
What do you name?
I remember that movie.
Yeah.
Balto?
I saw the taxidermy Balto. This is true. In the Cleveland Natural History Museum, they have Balto's like
taxidermy.
Body
yeah.
taxidermy oh. there, and it looks really, really shitty. They did like a terrible job.
Yeah, but isn't it really old?
Yeah, it's really old.
Yeah, dude,
but
probably why.
Taxidermy from like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They have tons of taxidermy in there, and I just laughed really my creepy. Ass off the entire time.
Have you ever... Sorry, go ahead.
No, just because of how awful all the taxidermy was.
Have you ever been to the Mutter Museum in Philadelphia?
Yes.
Yeah,
I took her. The babies in jars?
Yeah,
can we talk
it's
about
awesome.
Babies in jars?
It's fucking dope.
I love the babies.
We have jars right here.
No, we're not talking about babies in jars.
Why not?
I can put a baby
because
in that jar.
We already talked about babies in jars.
I don't understand.
You could put many babies in that jar.
Yeah, about a million.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I feel like there's just like depends deformed babies in women. It's just like a stereotype that I've come across on the internet.
Deformed babies in women?
Mutter Museum.
Yeah, and we already talked about zodiac signs.
Mm. Yeah, I don't
know. Oh.
Yeah, what's cool is the Mutter Museum is literally like not a full hour drive from my mom's house in Baltimore.
Sick. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I went there and I was like, that's a big colon.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy, isn't it?
And then they have the inferior brain versus Einstein's superior brain.
Yeah.
Shit was crazy. I'm like, that's a big brain.
I love the drawers of all the things that people have swallowed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Yeah. It's a lot of drawers.
That's scary.
It's a lot of things. It's wild.
Do they have cum in that drawer?
No.
They've got a cum drawer.
Because that's not something
that
will get
for
lodged
the people
in
who are
there.
Visiting.
Actually, it's a bucket. That's not a drawer. It's a bucket.
That drawer would stick. You couldn't bring it out.
Yeah, you can't open that drawer.
I've got one in my room you can look at.
Mom found the cum shell.
You want my work-related incident story?
Let's get going, please.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so,
do I know about this?
So 2 weeks ago on a Wednesday...
On a Wednesday.
Taylor, you and I were having some talks. You know, we were going to have a fun night. That kind of text throughout the day while I'm at work.
Oh, yeah. That was a very
So I couldn't tell
time.
You this story because I didn't. What was it?
Nothing happened.
It was a very what? She said disappointing.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Nothing happened.
Damn.
Sorry.
She's apparently still very bitter about it.
It's not because of work incident.
Damn it.
Because
damn,
I wanted
dude.
To save it. So I didn't tell you. I couldn't tell you because it would have ruined any chance of that vibe.
Well,
and I couldn't tell the podcast group because you're in it.
Well, now.
Oh, yeah.
So all I could tell is Luke. But I thought it was very funny and it sucked because I also couldn't tell my coworkers because it would have been embarrassing and I don't want to label myself as that guy in
did
the kitchen.
Did you shit your pants?
I didn't shit my pants.
Just in his pants.
It's related though.
So I was working and I was working in the fish market so I couldn't have music or anything and there's...
Hold
know.
On a second, Dan.
The fish market.
Go on.
Yeah, he works fish market.
Then?
I didn't know he worked at the fish market.
Well, he's a chef and like they have a fish market
I didn't
there.
Know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So on Wednesdays I'm the fish market guy. Yeah.
He's a fish haggler slash
did not know.
Yeah, I do it all.
Oh, that
fucking,
explains the smell.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking.
What?
Yeah, he opens his legs way too much.
Damn it, Jackie.
Smells like a woman's restroom.
So anyways, working the fish market, I'm not like hidden from customers like I normally am.
Ratchet assholes on my goddamn podcast.
So like, I can't like listen to music or anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, for some reason, I'm just singing the DK rap. And
hell yeah.
I like,
hell yeah.
I'm trying to remember how it goes, but like, I remember like DK's verse and that's it.
Yeah.
And then
you have to,
like, DK is Donkey Kong.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yeah. From
Donkey Kong
64.
Yeah.
I never got to play
he's
those.
He's the leader of
so.
The bunch.
Yeah. You know him well.
Yeah.
He's finally back to tell you a story tail. About some.
Oh, wow.
The king's
tail. Oh my God. You're taking me back.
So then I have to go to the bathroom, right?
Okay.
And right? as you do when you're pooping, and I have my headphones around my neck the whole time. I just can't use them because like customers. So I'm like, you know, I'm taking a poop.
Uh-oh.
Let me look up the lyrics to this song.
Hell like, yeah, dude.
You know,
this is going to be good.
And I put my headphones in, and I'm like, let me listen to the song.
And
I throw it on.
Sing along?
And I'm listening to it, and I'm holding the lyrics in front of me. And then I get up and flush the toilet and start washing my hands. And I look down, and the toilet is overflowing. And I unroll the entire toilet paper roll. I have to dig my hand into the thing and, like, stop and, like put into the back of it. Not the bottom.
Now I bet you're glad nothing happened that night.
Yeah, dude.
Gross. Yeah. And, into the back of it to put the thing down so it stopped pushing water.
That was pertinent information there.
Yeah. <Right. laughs> And I use all of the toilet paper that's in there. I'm like pushing it down real fast, you know, to get it to come out faster. And then I just open the thing up and take the whole roll out. And I'm like trying to clean up the water. And then I'm like, this isn't working, but there's not a plunger in this bathroom, but there's a plunger in the customer's bathroom. So I like dip. And I go grab that and I wrap my apron around it so that I'm not like carrying a plunger through the dining room.
Ew.
Dear Lord.
And then go back in there. And
sneaky.
There's just something that it was funny. I could only tell Luke. I couldn't tell anyone else for reasons I explained. But there's something hilarious about reaching my hand into the back of the thing trying to plug this water to the tune of like, this Kong has a funny face. Oh my gosh. Like I'm walking around the kitchen like I have no style, I have no grace.
Oh my god.
Because I still had DK Rap playing in my ears the whole time.
And you're just bolting around the restaurant trying to like
freaking out about this toilet overflowing.
With DK Rap.
It's like
playing.
I'm going to be the poopy boy.
Exactly. I fixed it and nobody knew except Luke and now you guys and now anyone. One of my coworkers actually does this in the podcast. So
oh my god. That'll actually get around. That
well,
is hilarious.
Like the sting like wears off after a while, right? Like after you're like kind of embarrassed and then you're like, you know what? I might as well tell this.
Yeah,
and
I like to... As I jokingly, half-jokingly have stated to the other kitchen that's a different restaurant, but the same restaurant kind of thing, that I have passed my, like, hazing with the last guy there who was, like, stubborn as fuck, but...
My brother recently had to come to me...
That's fucking gross.
And... Wow. That was
Jesus fucking Christ, Minotaur porn and now incest. Go on.
Do tell.
So anyways.
My brother recently had to visit my room.
Whoa,
not any better.
Hold on, what, to know you biblically?
To ask me if I had a plunger, because I have an ensuite bathroom.
Where do you live?
Huh?
Never mind.
What's your address?
Yeah.
Social security number.
Oh, I'm about to not live there, so I can give it out. I'm
all right, yeah, social security number first.
Yeah. What's your boss's name?
I almost said it. No, but he was like, he knocked on my door. And I was like, yep. He opens it, he's like, do you have a plunger?
He whispered?
It's an embarrassing situation.
A little bit louder. And I also was over here thinking, like, don't
you guys... Do you have a plunger?
Yeah, I was like, don't you guys have a plunger? Like, we've been living in this apartment for, like, almost a year now, and I went and bought a plunger because I needed it first week. Oops.
Gross. Hey, man, lady problems. It happens.
Lady problems.
What were we listening to?
No, so for, like, the first year, like, I feel like girlfriends pretend they don't poop, so, like...
Yeah, so, like, I thought that
they
had
pretend,
a plunger.
I just didn't tell them what had happened.
They didn't, apparently. So he comes in and he's like, hey, can you...
Yeah, now she walks around, no. She's like, babe, it's poop time.
Definitely. But also, the door down here doesn't lock, and it's also see-through.
I'm sorry.
Why would I ever tell somebody I'm shitting?
No way.
So he asked for my plunger. And I said, yeah, go ahead. So he takes my plunger. He's like, all right, thanks. Leaves my door wide open. And then he goes and plunges. He comes back. And it's dripping a little bit. And he says,
no.
He says, don't worry, I rinsed it off.
Oh, but ew, still.
He puts it back and he's like, thanks. And he leaves. And I like texted him later. I was like,
There's poop on this. Oh.
Also, like, what
do you
happened?
Think he like offered the plunger and the like? Do you think he was going to use it for something else? Like,
no, but like, I thought they had a plunger. I'm like, why did this far into our lease? I'm about to get kicked out.
He's got great bowels.
Did you not? Yeah.
Too much fiber.
Because I remember it was like that first week, and I asked them. I said, "Did you guys have a plunger? Because like she bought like a scrubbing wand and stuff. And so I was like, so you bought that, but like not a plunger? See, so I had to go buy one at Kroger.
Well, obviously David is used to having his lady friend around, and she is completely fine with like going in raw and just pulling poop out of the
his butthole.
Dude, that just made me think of something so funny. All these stories.
I don't think this is funny. I'm tired of girls talking about poop.
No, okay, but one more. Just one more. It's real good.
Hot topics are poops and dicks.
Hot Topic, literally. So,
wow.
Oh boy.
My ex used to work at Hot Topic, and she texted me one
Shocking.
Day.
Shocking.
And she. I also worked at Hot Topic, you ass.
Taylor, so,
doesn't say shocking again.
Do you want a new ex?
Shocking.
Why you gotta be an ex? Anyway, so. She texted me one day and was like, guess what just fucking happened? And I was like, what happened? And she told me that she clogged the toilet at Hot Topic, but they didn't have a plunger to unclog the toilet, so she literally had to reach into the toilet and pull out her shit.
Oh my nice. God.
That's
and throw
gross.
It away. So
I've never had to throw it away.
I know who this rough. Is, and that just is hilarious. Okay.
That's rough.
I've never had to touch my shit in my life.
Like, me either. I plan to keep it that way.
Can I tell you something? Yes. Okay, no this wonder is another she's so really shitty. Awful time. So this is like, hey, women poop too. Because I had one time.
I know.
This situation is incredibly upsetting, and I'm getting
Chrissy,
violent.
This is supposed to be a secret.
Yeah, I'm getting gay.
I know. Good. We want the gays. I had a time when I was, like, constipated as a younger person.
Felt.
Probably 12, I don't know, something like that. And I, like, told my mom that I was constipated, and she was like, do you want me to come pull the poop out?
I'm
and
sorry.
Said, what?
Whoa.
And I
Hold
said,
on.
No.
Is this not what I talked about?
That's okay.
I think I'm about good. Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown.
I know, yeah, that's true.
Like, what was that, 3 weeks ago? Yeah. 4 weeks ago?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Whitney Houston pulled out Bobby Brown's poop?
No, I think it was the other way around. Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown. But that's why his
Wait,
name's Bobby Brown.
I don't remember now. No,
it was her pulling out his.
Okay.
Yep. Anyway.
Yeah, so my mom offered, and I said, no thanks. I think I got it. Yeah. Okay. And that's when I learned the...
yeah, you gotta work.
Yep. My dad was like, here you go. Do this one.
I used to like massage my intestines.
Oh, that's how I make myself pee more. Nice. I'll rub my down here. If you ever need to,
for the listener, I told you
it's true.
No, if you ever have to pee just a touch more, you can like kind of tickle your.
or you can get a plunger.
So I guess if we were ever trying to figure out the limit of women on this podcast,
the limit
it's
doesn't
definitely
exist.
Like two, like after three, it just gets like even weirder than when we usually do.
When there's none.
You
yeah,
guys
like,
made
like
a
when we talk about
me.
Like dicks and shit on our podcast, we don't go on this far.
Yeah, this is a podcast we literally talked about dicks and shit.
Because we're
fun.
These types of
maybe that's what we need to do. We need to
be fun.
We've limited our dicks
also,
and shit to actually
apparently,
just dicks.
Women share more about sex with their partners than men do.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
anyway.
Like, hey, longer next time.
I talk about fucking Matt all the time on the podcast.
Hey, shut up. Hey, so the thing is that you guys have...
Did you just tell the host to shut up?
Yes, I did. And you can never have me back, and that's fine.
Hold on.
That's stupid.
Oh, what? Why is that not loud at all? Hold on.
That's stupid. So you guys have us on specifically to counteract all of the testosterone and all the rest of the episodes.
No, we have you on because it conveniently added up that way, and I am way over my head. So I do not take hormones into
People
account.
People want more titties. Is the moral of the story
here?
Yeah,
we need to have six
we've,
titties a podcast.
We've mentioned several times on the podcast that we don't record it. So
she said, is that six?
I know. I had to count the titties in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Are the titties in the room with us now?
Right.
Which ones? Oh, oof. It's good stuff.
Hi. This is a fantastic
Didn't
podcast.
Didn't you have like an end? Like you were trying to tell us something, weren't you?
Statement, probably. Or just keep going.
just let them go. They're
yeah. I mean, that's
your
why
brother
I just
couldn't
keep pushing it.
Get a plunger.
No, there, yeah. We've moved on.
We did.
It's okay. Okay. We've moved on from we'll the plunger story. I don't.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Jackie.
We'll throw in Tchaikovsky.
I know, because like people talk over me all the time, and so I watch out in the room for other
Sometimes
people.
Sometimes I talk over Matt, and he's like, "Wow," and I'm like, "Do you know my brother, and my dad, both Virgos, both Virgo men?"
Yeah,
and we're talking about why I'm having.
My sister's a Virgo, though.
I know, and I absolutely love Virgos, but Virgo men,
like Leo men,
they love to talk over you, and they love to have their little moment.
I saw something the other day that astrology is just racism for women.
Damn it. If I hit my tooth on this mic another time, that is four fucking times.
Here's the
now.
Thing.
You want to trade?
I have a big old problem with a lot of Leos.
Yeah.
What right. Would that be?
I have Leo trauma.
They make up only 13%
Curtis,
of the population.
You know,
and
my, hey, you know this because David told you about it. My abusive ex was a Leo, and all the people he cheated on me with, Leos. That's
yeah, I knew this one Mexican who.
All right, Dan.
I'm just saying.
All right, Dan.
Dude,
you're one of the only cool
so
cancers that I know,
Mexican.
So cool.
I met a couple of Poles that are, you know, a little.
What?
I use Polish people because
dude, him
white.
And my dad have the same birthday. That's stupid.
I've got a pretty good streak of not being
my
racist
dad and my
on
brother are 3 days
yeah.
apart.
Yeah, I can change the number
and
on
they
the whiteboard
love to
today.
Talk over me.
It's a 14.
And I'm like, okay. And then people wonder why I have to interrupt. I'm like,
this is loud.
Yeah. I was like, are we about to be like the music is like. Like ushering us off the stage.
It is,
that's what it sounds
just,
like.
Yeah. It is, but it also isn't.
Not
if you're loud enough.
No, it's
and
the
I
whole
am.
Nutcracker suite.
Because I'm an Aries. Because I need to be
left.
Heard.
That's
because I like hearing myself talk.
That's my favorite name for a person when it's disassociated. But I guess Tchaikovsky is already his name.
Can I say something
real quick? Nutcracker.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, as fast as you can. Auctioneer your style.
No. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, so I guess you answered your own question.
Yeah, well, talk normally. And
no, I was going to say that, like, there's a lot of people that like, when they are podcasters and they record podcasts.
It's like a tick.
They hear themselves and they're like, damn, I sound bad. I hear myself and I'm like, okay, bitch. All
right. Dude, yeah. I hear myself in any video and I'm like, bleh.
No, I love me.
Yeah, you need to come over here
you
and
know
record
what?
The next
good for
smut
you,
you
though.
Read, and then you can listen to it on your drive.
Sorry, record the next what?
Smut that you read or
yeah.
write.
Oh my God, I would love to.
Yeah, you can write a smut and then come over here and
I'm
record
not good at
it
writing
and then
smut.
You have it.
I've tried it. I'm not good at it.
Well, Matt can.
I'm not going to write shit.
You can play the male part.
My dad wrote a porno.
Huh?
What?
Your dad wrote
your
a porno?
Dad
Wait,
wrote
what
a
do you
porno?
Mean he wrote a porno?
He wrote okay, a porno.
So
he wrote
guys,
a smut novel.
So you guys,
I don't think I'd want to know that.
Porn.
So you guys have apparently not heard of the podcast called My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Oh. Okay.
You got to clarify,
yeah.
man. Because,
yeah.
Wow.
Which is covered by a guy that is reading his dad's porno that he wrote.
Yeah, yes. No, I actually
you heard,
heard
it here
that.
First, listener. Go listen to someone else.
Go listen to any other podcast I mention. Not this one.
Yeah, you mentioned Iron Glass earlier.
No, I love NPR.
No,
oh
and
God,
he doesn't
spooked.
Even do Iron Glass
and
doesn't
also,
do Radiolab. He's This American Life.
That's right. You're
hello,
right.
Hello, everybody. Welcome
but
to
I do
this,
love this
American
Life,
life
as well.
Where we're talking about women pooping a whole bunch
do
of
know,
this
do you know about
and dicks.
Terry yeah. Terry
Kennedy
Cruz?
Nope.
Terry
Gross.
Davis.
Terry Gross. She was also
close.
On NPR.
I was close.
Have you ever listened to Snap Judgment with Glenn Washington?
I've listened to Radiolab and This American
okay.
Life.
Actually, no, Kurt, this is for you, because I think you would really like listening to
listener.
Spooked. So Glenn Washington does Snap Judgment, which is like just cultural like life stories, but he also hosts this podcast called Spooked, and it's all like paranormal
okay.
and stuff like that.
Oh, I
that would
stuff.
Enjoy that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I applied for a job there and they said, no thanks, but
oh.
I love the podcast because it's all real people talking about their like paranormal experiences.
Oh, okay. I've got so many.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. I should have asked you about it when I was applying because I had to like get real people's stories and I got a couple, but they weren't impressed. So
damn. My satanic raccoon
dude I've got some good ones
I want to hear yeah. I asked my dad the other day casually I was like hey have you ever seen a UFO he's like yeah
I said, okay. Tell me more.
Right? And
he was
hello?
Like, he was like, no, I just saw lights. And I'm like, I need more information. You don't understand how important this is.
Didn't you do a whole one on the last Halloween episode?
I did, yes.
Yeah. You don't understand how white-knuckled I am right now talking about this shit. I need to hear this shit.
You got to listen to the did, Halloween
there was
episode.
One episode that we did that I did talk story. About yeah. one of them, and it was a demonic experience that I had.
Do you but use I, Ouija boards? I'm too
no,
scared. I'm too fucking scared.
It is bullshit. Do
because
not.
No the way. Thing is, I don't trust myself to close a circle properly.
Yeah. So I used I'm one as a child and did not because I thought it was a toy and I was playing with it.
Okay. Now.
So here was the thing.
I'm gonna go smoke.
The one time.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we got to be done anyway. But
we'll
the one time
you
was around friends that were using Ouija board. I was too Christian at the time. And so I was like, I'll watch. And they like talked to somebody. And I said, that's none of my business.
Here
I'll be around.
Go.
But anyway, that's
it's
not
the
for
end
me.
Of the podcast.
I'm dead ass. This is the whole nutcracker sweep. Fucking go for it.
No, no.
We're going until we don't go.
He's going
to
go anyway.
This is the podcast, so you know. Hello,
thanks
everybody.
For having us, bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Jar Jar podcast.
I had fun.
Thank you very much for joining us, Jackie. I'm sorry that. I was abusive towards you.
You weren't. The rest of the group was.
Let's yeah, all, you know what? They do suck, jars. And we'll get you back on when we have, like, one less woman. Right. I promise it'll be much better.
Jars, yeah, it's everyone. Us women. We're just completely unruly.
Well, it's Matt, too. he's really the wild card in it here. All right, that jars.
We're ending the podcast.
Goodbye.
Executive order.
So bad. That's stupid.
Yes.